Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The man who you heard describe that play, Mark Schlereth, NFL on Fox. He's everywhere. We've had so many great offensive line analysts, Crowley. Come on. We had Tony Baselli 2 weeks ago, we had Lomas Brown, and now we have Mark Schlereth. So we really have been seeking answers on the offensive line, Mark, because we think this line is screwed. We had to trade for Jesse Davis today, Mark Schlereth. Do you know who Jesse Davis is, Mark? Can he help us?
Yeah, I do. He's actually an Idaho guy, right?
Yes, he is. Wait a look at this. Let's go, yeah. Mark.
Yeah, see, Jesse Davis has been, he's been one of those guys. He played Miami for a while. He actually played pretty well for Miami. But he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions. One of the reasons he's valuable in the NFL is because, you know, you can put him in at right tackle, you can put him in at right guard, you can put him in at left guard. He's played a bunch of different positions. So he becomes one of those dudes that's smart. I mean, he's from Idaho. Of course he's smart, right? I mean,
yeah.
He can't get in. He can't get into the Harvard or the Northwest unless you're really smart. So, you know, he's a versatile player. Again, is he a great or dominant player? No, but he's not going to hurt you from a mental mistake standpoint. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. You know, is he challenged somewhat athletically? Probably a little bit, but Jesse Davis is a good player. But, you know, those one of those guys usually at the end of his career that you want to have him as one of your backup players. You don't necessarily want him to be a everyday starter, although he can do that. But I don't think that's the ideal position for him.
Mark, can you give us a little scouting report on Malik Reed?
Yeah, Malik Reed can rush the passer. Malik Reed is a really good edge player. Now, the Broncos drafted a kid in Nick Benito from, I think, Oklahoma in the second round. So you knew, even though he was overwhelmed for the first couple of preseason games, you knew he was still going to make the team. Malik Reed is a really good player. And he's a guy that I thought, personally, they shouldn't get rid of. To me, I look at the uncertainty of a guy like Randy Gregory they have on the edge, a guy like Bradley Chubb who's had multiple injuries on the edge. Malik Reed is one of those guys that can come in there. He started a bunch of games for Denver last year. He's always a productive player. He's a really good player, and like I said, he can flat rush the passer. So I was surprised that they let him go. I know it was a salary savings move, and they had some young players that they really want to see develop, but I thought it was a mistake to let him go for a sixth rounder.
Mark,
I know it was a swap of sixth and seventh rounder.
That just made my day because Highsmith is dinged up, hasn't practiced or played. Watt came out of the game Sunday with an injury. You remember this guy, Derek Tuska, was set up to be their number one backup outside linebacker. And when I saw the trade, the Steelers gave up a sixth and they got Reed and a seventh back. I'm like, this guy can't be that good. But he's got 13 sacks in the last 2 years, Mark. That ain't bad.
Yeah, at 13 sacks in the last 2 years in a limited role. He hasn't been a quote-unquote everyday starter. So
what is this? I mean, coaching change, regime change? They like their own guys, Mark? Maybe some of that?
Yeah, there's that. And they picked a couple of young guys that they like. Like I said, Nick Benito. There's another guy, Jonathan Cooper, from Ohio State, who probably he's a seventh rounder, but he probably would have been, you know, a third rounder, second, third rounder. But he had a heart, he had to have multiple heart ablations. He had a heart issue. And then this off season, he broke his finger. So he was kind of limited early, but they really like him as a player. So there's just a couple of young guys that are under team control for the next couple of years. This is what I thought about Malik Reed, honestly. I look at back in the day when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's the DN for the outside linebacker that played for the Broncos? All of a sudden the name escapes me. But at 19 sacks 1 year for them and signed a big free agent deal. Like, they let him go, and he was here, and he was a productive player. And I keep thinking, like, Malik Reed is a very productive player. And every time he gets an opportunity, he just goes out and flat makes plays. So, you know, it was one of those things that I was adamant. I was on the radio today going, man, they cannot move him. They can't, because there was obviously trade talks about mm-hmm. him. And I was like, they cannot move him. And I go, it just would be a mistake based on the injury history of some of the players they have there. And lo and behold, that's exactly what they ended up doing. Shaq Barrett is who I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett. So, you know, it just is it's one of those deals that kind of caught up in a numbers game. And because they were paying him a lot more money and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent next year, they decided to move a year early before a year late. So I think you guys got a hell of a football player, a guy that's going to be productive every time he gets an opportunity.
It didn't work out for the Steelers last year in Melvin Ingram. He wanted to play more than he was able to play. What kind of guy is Malik Reed? Will that be an issue here?
No, I mean, he's a guy that's what his role has been. Hey, we need you to start. Hey, we need you to back up. Whatever it is, when he gets that opportunity, he plays. So I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. So like that's the role he's used to. And like I said, man, that he can play, you know, he can really play. So, I just think it's a heck of a move by you guys. And it was one that I was disappointed to see, frankly, as a guy that lives in Denver and follows the Broncos quite religiously based on my radio show here in the morning.
Yeah. Mark Schlereth, longtime NFL analyst, three-time Super Bowl champion, our guest here on The Fan. Mark, we've been getting questions all day, and no one better than you to ask this to, because we're just two schmucks who talk on the radio. We didn't play in the NFL for a long time and play the offensive line. We've got our listener saying, Alex Leatherwood, first-round pick last year, he gets cut. The Steelers need to bring him in here and mold him and fix a guy. The Raiders gave up on him too soon. What do you say to that, Mark?
Yeah, well, I would say this. It is really hard to bring a guy in and mold him, you know, during a football season. There is not, I mean, you don't have the time. You're not in pads. You're not, you know, you just don't have the workload is so lightened. And I don't know, honestly, what his issues are. Like, I don't know why the Raiders gave up on him so early. Is he a player? Because he was physical coming out of Alabama. Is he a player that's dinged up all the time? Is he a player that just makes multiple mental mistakes and you can't keep him in the game because he can't process information quickly enough? Like, all those things. It's so interesting when you get to the professional, you know, the professional ranks. Man, you know, the game is really played, the good players and the guys who hang for a long time is really played from the neck up. You've got to be able to make split second decisions, and they have to be right, and you've got to be able to make those, especially up front with all five guys seeing the same thing, making the same adjustment, and you know, some guys can do that, some guys can't. You know, I think a far better indicator of how good a football player you're going to be at the next level, you know, we measure 40 times in vertical jumps and crap that doesn't matter. You know, my thing is, how quickly can you see something and react to it? How fast is your reaction time? I think nerve conduction studies and things of that nature would be a far better indicator than can a guy run fast. I don't care. You know, if we line up and start running 40s and doing burpees, then I'll change my mind on how important the combine is. But all that stuff doesn't really, in my mind, matter that much.
Well, to that point, the Steelers have been going through a bunch of offensive line coaches now over the last couple of years. They were blessed to have Mike Munchak for a long time, who you know all about. What can it mean to a young offensive line to go through multiple offensive line coaches in quick succession and trying to find your footing?
Yeah, I think it's really tough because it's not just about everybody knows who to block. And I always say this, playing offensive line is like the secret mushroom society. Like, the only people on the team that really know what we're doing is us. And even the other coaches, the offensive coordinators, they know what we're like, who we're supposed to block, but they don't necessarily understand the nuance of how to get that done. And this is no lie, man. I was doing a game. I'm not going to tell you the teams, but I was doing a game last year where I did about an hour tutorial on the zone blocking scheme for one team. The head coach, tight end coach, the running back coach, the offense coordinator, like working pregame before I call the game on, hey, we're really having problems with this. Give us some nuance. Talk to us through some of these things. So,
wow.
Like, it's a really hard thing. And then especially if you flip-flop from one kind of, hey, we really want to be, like, one of the issues that you get into in the league is you get into, hey, we want to be a really gap, you know, gap sound team. We want to be a real gap kind of power downhill football team. Hey, we really want to base on wide zone. Hey, we really want to base on tight zone. Hey, we want to be a trap team, you know? And so I always say, man, you can't be all those things. Like you have to have an identity in what it is you're going to run. And then you have to stay true to that. And week by week, you know, you'll always add something or you'll always see something that a team is struggling with. So you'll add a play, but you really got to know where you're going to hang your hat. And when you get between schemes, when you get between things, or you're a team, and this happens with coordinators, hey, this team really struggled. This happens a ton in this league with coordinators. And sometimes it's not just an offensive line or an offensive line coach issue. Sometimes it's a coordinator issue. Hey, I know that we really said we wanted to be a wide zone based team, but this team really, really struggled with a gap duo scheme. So today we're going to really focus, or this weekend we're going to really focus on this gap duo scheme, or this power scheme, or this counter scheme, whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And so you add that. Well, that's not what you've been working on. So now all of a sudden you're going to tell me I'm going to become good in 2 days of practice at running this scheme that I really don't, I really haven't coached. I really don't understand the nuance of this scheme. And all of a sudden we're going to do that. So a lot of coordinators going, well, the team really struggles with X, Y, and Z. So this week we're going to run X, Y, and Z. And next week, hey, the team really struggles with A, B, and C. So we want to run A, B, and C. That's a recipe for disaster and dysfunction. And that goes to the offensive coaches and the coordinator more than it does to the O-line and the O-line coach. And so those are things that you have to come to grips with.
Mark, a lot of the experts think that the Steelers have the worst offensive line in the entire league. Can we work around that? Like, you call a lot of their games still with Fox. You've been in production meetings with Tomlin. Like, can we still expect to have a somewhat decent team here this year? Do you think the offensive line is going to screw everything up for us?
Well, I would say this, that really comes down to, you know, we can sit there and say, hey, they're awful or they're garbage or whatever the case may be. But when you really have a sound system in place and you can eliminate one-on-ones and you can eliminate situations where you're in critical down and distance situations, where you're in a bunch of second down and seven plus, a bunch of third down and seven plus, where you can, and when I consult for teams, I always talk about, let's take the passive out of pass protection. How do we do that? And so then it comes down to, okay, if we're going to throw it 35 times, how do we get it down to 12 times where our guys have to hold up? And so I look at that like, hey, man, how many run action, the run action, play action, I categorize it in two categories, run action versus, you know, play pass, play action. And so run action, you know, is we're really running the ball and we're boot keeping out the backside, we're moving the pocket, those type of things. Well, if I can get five of those plays in, now I've taken 35 down to 30. And then I can get five play action, seven-step drop, but we keep seven guys in. Now I've gone from, you know, 35 down to now I'm down to 25. Now how many three-step drops? Well, can I get five three-step drops in? All right, now I'm down to 20 plays where we have to hold up. Okay, now can I get five-step drops but with no hitches? So it's a five-step and gone, because now I can up kick and attack that. So now I'm down, you know, from 20 down to 15. Now can I get a couple of bubble screens in there? So now all of a sudden I'm down from 15 to 12. Well, okay, if I can't hold up on 12 play pass or 12 passing plays that have a couple of hitches, Then that's when I say, okay, now your offensive line sucks. It's not your coordinator. So it's your coordinator's job in the way they call plays to keep you out of those situations and allow me to not just be a guy taking it, but to be an aggressor in pass protection. That's what has to happen. And again, that goes to the guy calling, not just calling plays, but calling the offense. You have to give me a chance to survive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.